My journey with Kim Sharp. The last year and a half of my life has been a battle adjusting emotionally, intellectually, and physically to a relatively fast vision change from diabetic retinopathy. I moved from stable, usable, limited vision to unstable, less usable, limited vision. I have been spending too much time alone, housebound, sad, and feeling relatively useless. I needed to change that, so I decided to reach out. The helpful, friendly, inclusive response by the low vision and blind community has been unbelievably healing and helpful. Over the last year, I initiated three new things to help me get back on my feet. I applied to guide dog schools to boost mobility confidence and to gain a fellow traveling companion. I joined a warm, friendly group called Achilles Athletes, whom I now walk with most Saturdays on account of a new friend's recommendation. Thank you, Annette Nowakowski. I joined the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri. This week, I went to my first advocacy visit to the Capitol in Jefferson City. Jenny and Randy Carmack carpooled Nancy Aguilera, Stephanie McDowell, and her guide dog Japan, and me. The two-hour car ride was a quiet opportunity to get to know people better, and Jenny reviewed issues we would be bringing to representatives and senators. Because I was new, I was able to pair up with Stephanie McDowell, who was fabulous at helping me relax, practice, and gain confidence when I spoke with politicians. One of the most important pieces of the Jefferson City adventure for me was that all Missouri NFB members met in a relatively quiet Capitol alcove that had tables and chairs. There was plenty of time to meet people from different parts of Missouri, most of whom had limited vision. This time together paved the way for further conversation over a long dinner later that evening. I roomed with Stephanie in Japan, and that was further opportunity to hang out and get to know each other. It helps me to hear other people's stories around their vision and for me to feel engaged with others. I want to be able to contribute, and the people I have met in all three of these communities clearly do contribute. This trip accomplished exactly what I had hoped it would, and I feel very grateful to have been included.